I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear, I swear.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The tsunami warning in Hawaii and the resulting waves not as bad as they could have been.
We haven't heard any reports of any large damage, although we've seen that there's been some flooding on the Big Island in the vicinity of the Hilo Seaside Hotel.
Hawaii Emergency Management Director Major General Stephen Logan. The tsunami warning was lifted and a tsunami advisory put in place for Hawaii a short time ago following one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded off the coast of Russia's Far East. Emergency Management Administrator James Barros, though, says
the advisory still means that there's energy in the water. So as you return home, still stay off the beach and stay out of the water.
The advisories for the U.S. West Coast could last throughout the day. The Trump administration proposing that a scientific finding that has long been the central basis for action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions be revoked because the findings involve too many regulations that are costing Americans, quote, a lot of money. This is ABC News. More details are coming out about why President Trump had a falling out with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The workers the president says that Epstein stole from Mar-a-Lago years ago apparently included women working at his spa. ABC's Rachel Scott traveling with the president.
Trump asked if one of those young women was Virginia Giuffre, who claimed Epstein's companion Ghislaine Maxwell recruited her at Trump's spa when she was just 16, taking her away from Mar-a-Lago and sex trafficking her to Epstein, and later allegedly to Britain's Prince Andrew. Maxwell denies that happened.
Mr. President, did one of those stolen, persons, did that include Virginia Giuffre?
I think she worked at the spa. He stole her.
Three people remain unaccounted for after an explosion at a manufacturing plant in Nebraska. Because of the structural collapse of the building, it's been hard for fire crews to make their way inside. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries but don't work enough hours to get them. Wisconsin firefighters are headed to the western U.S. and Canada to assist with wildfires. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources fire control staff will help combat wildfires and assist with suppression and protection in Oregon, Northern California, and the Canadian province of Manitoba. And the Wisconsin State Fair has named the best new dish in its 2025 Sporky Awards for Flavorful Foods. This year's winner is a French toast dish with ubi sweet potato butter and banana. The State Fair opens Thursday and runs through August 10th at State Fair Park in West Allis. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few showers or a thundershower early on today with gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That lonesome Texas sun was setting slow. And in the rearview mirror, I watched it go. I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes for a moment, I'm still there. The bluest eyes in Texas are haunting me tonight, like the stars that fill the midnight sky. Haunting me tonight. Another town, another hotel.
Your Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Restless Heart and Bluest Eyes in Texas here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s this morning. Going to see some areas of smoke today. We'll have more with our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Rod Bainan in our newsmaker segment. The new cattle report from July, that cattle report returning this year. And Rod's going to talk about what was inside that report. This reminder from Farm Service Agency, this Friday is the due date for county committee elections. As the FSA County Committee elections for local Farm Service Agency committees are due by Friday, and elections for committee members will occur in certain areas as well here coming up this fall. So again, I have to have those nominations postmarked by this Friday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Feed costs can add up fast. At Alcivia, they help you lock in pricing on key commodities through forward contracts. They source directly, run their own trucks, and move product efficiently through the Fall River facility. The result? Competitive pricing and reliable supply. Protect your margins, reduce risk, and plan ahead. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to talk strategy.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The heat is on, and we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, this time of year is always a great reminder of how we treat our baby calves when the temperatures rise and before the young ones start to get uncomfortable.
I think really when we look at summer heat stress, we're dealing with two challenges, primarily both the heat and the humidity, both of which have some similar effects and some differing effects on animals and different things that we can do to help mitigate and manage those challenges. The first one, heat and humidity go hand in hand together, and they make a thing called a temperature humidity index, meaning that the humidity, as the humidity rises, it makes the effects of the heat stress even worse than just the temperature alone. And so I think when we're looking at that, recognizing, okay, what are heat and humidity going to do to our calves and what can we do to combat that? Well, one of the biggest things that heat and humidity does in creating heat stress is it'll decrease intakes, decrease feed intakes in calves. And so baby calves defined as a month of age or less generally tend to suffer from heat stress at a temperature humidity index of, depends on the research that you look, somewhere between 75 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit, they start to get heat stress. And the interesting thing is twofold. One, not only does heat stress decrease their intakes, but it also increases their metabolic demand. I think it's a very easily understood concept that calves have to burn more calories in the winter when the weather is cold to stay warm. So typically we will see lower average daily gains in the winter just because a certain proportion of those calories are going to keep the calf warm and not being able to go to growth and maintenance. However, a similar thing happens where the calves actually go through an active metabolic process to cool themselves. And that requires more calories to burn in the process of cooling themselves in the summer. So if you were to take 12 months in the Midwest where we experience all four seasons, and if you were to graph and you were to feed calves, just say in a fake dairy, there was, 1,000 calves born that year. They all weighed the same birth weight. They were all fed the exact same ration for 12 months. What you would see is in the peak of the summer heat, average daily gains will decrease. In the dead of the winter cold, average daily gains will decrease. And the best average daily gains will likely be in the spring and the fall while the temperatures are somewhere around that calf's thermal neutral zone, which for a baby calf under a month age is probably somewhere above 50 degrees and below 75 degrees. When calves are in that kind of temperature window, most of their the highest proportion of their calories can go to growth and maintenance, and they don't have to burn them to stay warm or burn them in an active cooling process. So that's the first thing, is that we know that the average daily gains will go down because they're burning more calories in the cooling process. We also know that it's not helping the fact that average daily gains go down when it's hot because calves just become inappetent. I mean, you can think about that even for yourself. I know when I'm hot, the last thing I want to do is eat. And you think about a milk replacer meal, many calves are getting a gallon of milk replacer that probably is on the order of 102 degrees temperature. So, I mean, how would you like to sit outside on a hot day and drink a bowl of soup that's 102 degrees when it's already 95 Fahrenheit out? You probably don't. And so knowing that those intakes are going to go down because of the heat is a pretty predictable thing. Now, there's some things we can do about that in an effort to encourage intakes. And the first one is offering lots of fresh, clean water. I mean, everybody talks about that in the summer, but it takes a little bit of discipline to make sure that those calves are getting fresh, clean water twice a day. And what that does, when they have access to fresh, clean water, it'll increase their water intake. It helps their hydration status. It's very important in the process for them to metabolically cool themselves. It also helps them intake more. So calves that drink more water are more likely to eat more starter. They're more likely to intake their milk better. And that helps replace those calories that they need because we know that they're burning them to cool themselves. So that's one thing we can do to help protect intakes. Lots of fresh, clean water and offering fresh starter daily can both encourage intakes at a time when calves might be more reluctant to eat.
Thank you for the reminder, Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And if you'd like to ask Ryan a question, simply email him at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Life goodbye. the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Waylon Jennings, are you sure Hank done it this way here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning? Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk down 8 to 1707, September down 12 to 1740, October and November steady, October at 1804, November at 1819. Cheese markets from yesterday, a barrels up 1 to 163 and a half, 40 pound block steady at 166 and three quarters, 13 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 250 and a quarter, three trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk down three quarters to 128 and a half, two trades. Dry weigh steady at 54 even. No trades on the day. Cattle futures are called lower this morning. Hog futures are called mixed. Now, strength in boxed beef prices limited and confined to only a few days over the past 3 weeks. However, traders focused on tight supplies and little indication of heifer retention to rebuild the herd. Futures on the cattle side continued higher as traders have been trying to pick the top, continued to get run over, then stopped right out of the market. Cash cattle haven't yet traded this week. No trades expected, however, to develop until Thursday. Feeder cattle and feedlots continue to hold the upper hand and are not pressured to move cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, moved in the other direction as futures fell below the recent sideways pattern. Again, some lower hog cash markets and poor cutout values continued to pressure the hogs. Could see some short covering, though, today after the triple-digit losses from yesterday. August live cattle opened the day today at 229.72, October 226.45, December 226.75. August feeder cattle open at 336.20, September 337.07, October 335.90. August hogs open at 107.25, October 88.72, December at 80.80. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans really following suit, and wheat slightly lower this morning. Pretty much it's one story, and that's the weather. Crop damage from the derecho windstorm in the upper Midwest was not significant. That had little impact. Steady to higher crop condition ratings from USDA's weekly crop progress report is weighing in on the market. The market remains uncertain about whether this week's US-EU trade agreement includes ethanol, as both countries are telling conflicting stories. Soybean traders are also contending with the bearish weather forecast for the beginning of August, combined with an uncertainty about a US-China trade agreement that has now been pushed back. Wheat growing areas of Montana and Washington have yield issues, but the trade is unfazed. Instead, wheat traders have been watching the markets close lower in 11 of the past 13 sessions. September corn this morning up a quarter to 389.5. December steady at 411. March up a quarter to 429. New crop 26 up three quarters to 452. August and September beans both up a half. August at 982 and a quarter. September 990. November up a quarter to 1009 and three quarters. New crop 26 up one and a quarter this morning at 1060 and three quarters. August soybean meal up $1.40 to 263.10. August soybean oil down 39 cents to 57.15. Chicago wheat, September down three quarters to 529. December down one to 549. Minneapolis wheat, September up three quarters to 578 and a quarter. December up two to 602. Energy markets this morning, September crude oil down 68 cents to 68.53. October down 70 cents to 67.58. August and September gas both down 2 cents this morning. August at 219, September at 215. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 349, August 352, new crop 351, cash beans 897, August 902, new crop 915. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 369 and a quarter, August 365 and a quarter, September 361 and a quarter, new crop at 361. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 377, August 375, new crop 361. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop at 361, cash and new crop beans 939. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 354, new crop 361, cash beans 894, new crop 924. Red Wing Grains, cash in August, corn 364, September 361, new crop 367. Cash in August, beans 936, September 930, new crop 930. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in August, corn 352, new crop 358, cash and new crop beans at 943. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 224 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 198 to 222, market cows 106 to 162, bulls 168 to 208, calves 490 to 1530, beef steers 269 to 650, Holstein steers 225 to 515. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 85 and down, goat markets, does 100 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 239, finished dairy steers 205 to 216, market cows 120 to 139, market bulls 175 to 196.
That's the check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Thank you.
down, stepping out all over town, drove me back to drinking in this bar. I found myself a brand new friend. I'm headed down that road again. I'm working on my next broken heart. Happy you said, it's hard to tell. You taught me how to hurt so well. When it comes to love, I know my part. Well, I play this game. Working on my next broken heart. Well, I thought all day long you'd be the death of me. But I met one tonight who wants what's left of me. I've seen that look before. She'll tear my world apart. I'm working on my next broken heart.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa. And it's plain to see they're truly part of him. While we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about the family line. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. Now looking back, I can recall times we disagreed when I could not. still stood by me. I went through that stage. I'm seeing my father in me. Yes, that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And I'm happy to see my father in me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, after a two-year absence, USDA's July cattle report made its return. Yet what were some of the findings? Rod Bain has more.
At anticipation shared last spring by USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer to farm broadcasters.
I'm glad I have my July Ag report back because that's the one I'll be looking at.
The Agriculture Department's July cattle report was among various National Agricultural Statistics Service monthly reports suspended in 2024 for budget reasons, then restored earlier this year. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell explains the significance of the biannual cattle reports, one in January, followed by the second in July.
One report coming out reflecting where the cattle herd is on January 1st, and then the second one reflecting where the cattle herd is on July 1st, so kind of a mid-year sort of checkup. And while the July report isn't quite as comprehensive as the January report is the one that we often use to kind of benchmark where we are in the cattle cycle, which for those that aren't familiar, the cattle and beef industry works along the cattle cycle, which take a full 10 years. So it's an industry, and the inventories of cattle can move in very kind of gradual year-by-year sort of increments. And so while the January report we look at is kind of being the benchmark to see where we are and where the market is in terms of supply of cattle, the July report provides a good insight in terms of where we are midway through the year. We kind of get a sense from producers whether or not they're retaining females to enter into the breeding herd, or get a sense of what our calf crop is for the year. All these types of things that give us a really important insight into the direction of the overall supply of the cattle and beef market.
So what were the findings from the first USDA July cattle report in 2 years? According to Travis Averill of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
July 1st, the United States, all cattle and calves are at 94.2 million head, down 1.3% from 2023.
Over 38 million head of cows and heifers were calved this year, down 1% from 2023. By species,
beef cows are at 28,650,000 head, down 1.2% from 2023. Milk cows are up 50,000 head from 2023 at 9,450,000.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
We do have some chances of showers and storms today in our ag weather forecast. However, dry weather is expected for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Relative humidities will drop into the 40s and 50s tomorrow as dew points decrease and temperatures reach the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 40% chance of a shower. There'll be areas of smoke. Highs 74 to 79. Relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9. We could see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 52 to 57. Relative humidities at 80 to 85%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 40 to 45%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Saturday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
You're invited to the Pierce County Fair, August 7th through the 10th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the Light Up the Sky drone show Thursday night at 9. A Salute to Elvis with Brad Boyce is Friday night at 7. And the Big Demo Derby is Saturday night at 5. Of course, there's all the fair animals, and Senior Day is Sunday. Enjoy the rides and fair food with Mr. Ed's Carnival all 4 days. It's food, fun, animals, and more during the Pierce County Fair, August 7th through the 10th in Ellsworth.
Egg size isn't determined by dimensions or how big an egg looks. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's the total weight of a dozen that classes eggs anywhere from peewee to jumbo as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
When you go to the grocery store and buy a carton of eggs, do you pay attention to the size? Maybe you open it to find some eggs are bigger than others, even though the carton is labeled as medium. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says eggs are sized not individually, but based on ounces per dozen.
So when you go into the store and you see large eggs, that's 24 ounces per dozen. Extra large eggs would weigh 27 ounces per dozen, and medium eggs would weigh 21 ounces per dozen. And they're the three main weights that you normally see in retail stores.
There are many factors that go into what size of egg a chicken will lay, and backyard chicken owners may be surprised to find a whole gamut of sizes from their birds. Frame says it depends on the breed, the age of the bird, its weight, a pullet versus a hen, and even environmental conditions. If you're making a recipe that calls for one large egg and you only have small, it's not going to matter much. But when the recipe calls for multiple eggs, you'll have to make adjustments. For example, four small eggs are equal to three large ones. Sometimes when I crack open an extra large egg, there are two yolks in it. Those eggs are usually laid by a pullet when she first comes into production.
The ovary, instead of depositing one ovum, or what will become the egg yolk, into the oviduct, which forms the egg, it actually drops two of them. And then, of course, all the albumen and material gets around those two yolks, and they're treated as basically one egg. And then when they go down into the shell gland, the shell is formed, and they come out as a large egg. And usually they're kind of oblong shaped, too.
Learn more about egg sizing and how to work your recipes with it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Got no cigarettes, but...
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country, 1430.